Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We've got the Moist Line coming up next hour twice at about 20 after and 50 after the hour. And now we're going to continue covering a story we have for the last few days. If you remember, a couple of days ago, we had a woman named Christina on from Santa Monica. She had taken some of her friends on a walk because they were in town on vacation, and they're walking around Santa Monica. And Christina is with the parents of a six-year-old girl who got whacked in the head by some crazy homeless guy who was sitting on a bus bench. And we wondered if the Santa Monica police were going to bother to find him. Well, he ended up hitting somebody, a little kid in Los Angeles, and LAPD got a hold of him. And Michael Munks from KFI News.
Hey, I'm glad to be here with you, John, to talk about this strange, strange turn of events. I mean, you've been talking about this all week since it happened on Sunday. And when you think about it, and we're talking about downtown Santa Monica, and now we're talking about the Venice Boardwalk. These are important places. If you have visitors from out of town, where do you take them when they come to L.A.?
Where do you take them without their kid getting smacked in the head? Did the police say what this guy did to the seven-year-old in L.A.?
Punched him in the side of the head, knocked him to the ground.
A boy.
A boy on Venice Boardwalk. He was walking with his parents and a sibling, according to police. And then after he did this, the suspect, by the way, we have his name now. His name is Asante Lamar Morgan. He's 23 years old and, as you noted, is believed to be homeless. And he is someone who did this, allegedly punched this boy, and then walked over to the bleachers on the beach there at Venice Beach and had a seat. And so the father called the police, and the police showed up and took him in without incident. They realized upon the investigation that he was connected to the Santa Monica incident as well.
And what was the connection they were able to make? Was there something about his description that was...
Apparently, the Pacific Division of the LAPD there in the Venice area got wind through their detective network. Santa Monica, of course, not being far from there.
Right.
Were able to connect the dots that this is a guy who has now hit two children in popular tourist areas.
Right.
In fact, for these folks to just be visiting is a pretty shocking turn of events.
Did police say if he was well known in the area, like he was one of the local characters?
Don't have a lot of details about him. I did happen to find an article in the LA Times where this guy was photographed in 2020 having a meal during COVID era. It was a story about the pandemic. Yeah, yeah. And he was noted as someone from Inglewood who was having a meal downtown. This was an article completely unrelated to him. It was about the governor's reopening policy. But he just happened to be in one of the photos that I found.
Was he portrayed as a homeless person? Was this like a free meal he was getting? Or I don't know.
It was just him and someone else having a meal. But you could see that... you know, when you live here long enough and you get to see people, you see some patterns with the folks that experience these issues like he's accused of doing. And they certainly look like that even then.
Oh, in the photo.
In the photo. Yeah. So that's what they're saying is that he appears to be a homeless person and was in the Santa Monica case. We hear that he was also suffering a psychotic episode is how that was described. The way that it turned out, right, is that we were following this case. Are they going to arrest him? Like you noted, is Santa Monica Police going to be able to find this guy? And then we found out yesterday that he was arrested after, quote, an incident.
They called it an incident at first.
An incident. And none of us knew exactly what that meant. Of course, we were reporting that this gentleman had been arrested because we were all curious about this case. But we were able to track down some of our sources in LAPD by the evening to get the details on what had happened. And we found out that, oh, my goodness, he's attacked another child.
Do you know what they're charging him with?
Right now, it's child abuse, and those are felony charges, and he's being held without bond. Right now.
No bail.
I don't see a court date listed. I do see no bail. I want to give you an idea, though. He's listed on the website of the inmate list in L.A. County.
Yeah.
He's 6'1", 220. I mean, this is a big guy.
He would pack a punch on a little kid like that.
No idea of the condition of the child. I think they were probably more shaken up than anything from what it sounds like. But
so they didn't hit their heads on cement or anything. That's the real danger.
The language used by the police was punched, but I don't know if, you know, I guess there are levels of degrees with the intensity of that
punch.
Yeah,
you don't know if it's a flush on the head.
Exactly, but it was from behind. In Venice. So
kind of do you know if he was with his parents or any other adults?
The boy in Venice was with both parents and a sibling, according to police. And so the mother was able to pick the kid up and comfort him while the father called the police.
Were they tourists too?
That is unclear. I know that they were listed as a tourist in Santa Monica. But again, as you know, these are tourist destinations. These are the places you're supposed to take people who are coming into Venice. Let's go see the pier
Venice
in Santa Monica.
Let's see the top of tourist attractions in LA.
And so now this is, you know, it's another example of how you do have to walk around on alert in some of these popularly trafficked areas.
My wife and I walk around Santa Monica all the time. We won't go near Venice anymore. But I'm constantly looking around and we veer across the street. We go out of our way as possible when we see a homeless guy coming. Because to me, they're time bombs.
John, I live downtown. I see it. I see it on every block as well, that you don't know exactly what to expect because it's not, just use the word homeless to apply to all of these folks is not really fair.
It's not homelessness. It's that, they're crazy. They got mental problems. They're on drugs the drugs made them crazy. That's the problem. And everybody starts arguing how they should be housed. Well, they can't be housed normally because their brains are shot.
They don't always strike you as people who are ready to reenter the workforce once
they
get some time with some help.
They're not going to get a job. All right, Michael, thank you very much.
My pleasure, John. Thanks for having me.
Michael Monks, KFI News, on the arrest of Asante Lamar Morgan. Well, I can't wait to find out this guy's background. He's 23 years old. He's wandering around like a lunatic. And as Michael said, was in a photo 4 years ago in the Los Angeles Times. Not looking well. And so he hits two children. Now, is this a new thing? He's just hitting children this week? What was he doing last week and the week before? Because clearly he's got some weird anger impulse that takes him over and he lashes out. So is he on drugs? I mean, does he have a family? Well, they ought to put him in prison. They ought to put him in prison for a long time. And that's what has to be done is media follow-up on these stories. I don't want to find out he got probation and he's back wandering around whacking kids in 6 months. All right, we got more coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. After 3 o'clock, we're going to have Alex Stone to get the latest on a story we opened up with. LATAM Airlines, that South American airline, they had a Boeing 787 Dreamliner that plunged 500 feet and they were going from Australia to New Zealand. Well, they say now that a flight attendant was serving food to the pilot and bumped into a button on the back of the pilot's seat, and that shoved the seat forward, and the pilot went into the control panel, and the wrong button was hit. Plane goes down 500 feet, and you're peeling passengers off the ceiling. Can you believe that? And this is Boeing admitting that's probably what happened, and they're sending out a memo. And they're scolding everyone that they sent a memo out on this 7 years ago. Notice they didn't fix it 7 years ago. They just sent out a memo. So anyway, Alex Stone is going to put that all together. Now, you just did a newscast, correct?
Correct.
Well, here is a study from the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign campus. And researchers are trying to figure out whether people can tell the difference between facts and opinion in news. And they found out that 45% do it badly. It's as if they had flipped a coin. They cannot tell a fact from an opinion when they listen or watch the news.
Really?
Yeah. Half the people right now probably thought you were giving out a whole string of opinions.
Well, that's true, actually. I do hear that from people that think they know me, or they think that I'm skewing the news, which I do not. I'm a news person, and I am very objective when I do the news.
You should hear her off the air, though.
Right. That's a whole different story.
but sitting there, yes, and you're transmitting the news.
Absolutely.
That the news department has collected today.
I don't have an agenda. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm a vegan doesn't mean I'm this or that.
You do get a lot of...
Being a vegan, people that listen to this show, I shouldn't say everybody, because there are a lot of nice listeners, but some people think that because I'm a vegan, they have these skewed opinions of me. And they're all wrong, by the way.
They look at you through a vegan prism.
They do. Absolutely.
Which is different from a vegan prison.
Yes.
So the research was very simple. They wanted to see if Americans can differentiate between statements of fact, such as 2 + 2 = 4. Okay. These weren't trick questions, versus statements of opinion. Green is the most beautiful color. This is pretty basic, and we learned this when we're little kids, right? And this professor here, his name is Jeffrey Mondak, professor of political science. And he said, people have trouble distinguishing factual claims from opinion. We don't seem to have a shared sense of reality. So even standard journalistic fact-checking is not productive, because we're not only disagreeing on a basic set of facts, we're disagreeing on the fundamental nature of what a fact is.
Well, maybe people get confused between a talk show host and a news person.
Well,
right, because you give your opinion a lot.
Yes, around the facts.
Right, your facts.
Wait a second. I'm giving facts, and then I give my opinion on the facts.
I know, but as a news person, I have to say alleged. You'll convict somebody before they're convicted, right? I can't do that.
I know you can't do that, but that's why you're not going to be on a jury. I'm going to be on a jury so we can get them off the street. If it was 12 Debras on the jury.
Again, you don't know what I say. Well, you do know what I say off the air.
I'm just teasing. Okay. And trying to confuse the audience.
Yes, I'm sure they're very confused.
Well, this guy Mondak says the trend nowadays, especially on cable news, is a blurring of opinion and fact. And depending on, and he says it's mostly on partisan leanings. So people hear something, and I see this with my friends on both sides. I'm sure you do,
yes,
too. Based on the political philosophy they've bought into, that they're emotionally connected to, two people look at the same story and get a wildly different interpretation of it. And both may think a story is biased. He goes, we can agree to disagree, but you can't agree to disagree that 2 + 2 = 22.
Oh, I'm sure some people can.
And he says, it's not that there were incorrect responses from these people, but many of the errors were not random. It's not like they made a mistake or they didn't know the story. It's that they interpret, they hear a fact and they don't think it's a fact. They hear an opinion and they think it's a fact, depending on whether they agree with it or not.
And people also want to hear what they want to hear, too.
Yeah.
But you may say something and it's, you did not intend for it to be taken the way maybe a listener will take it. A complete opposite. People want to hear what they want to hear.
No, I know. And people get mad at me all the time. And, you know, we get comments and emails and things on social media, and they think I've sold out one way or the other. Look, I'm telling you what's going on. I'll tell you whether I agree or disagree, but I'm not making it up. And I what I've noticed is that people's opinions say a lot more about them than it does me or maybe you. It's about them.
Right.
People have really weird prisms that they look at life through, and they have decided to invest emotionally and intellectually in ideologies and philosophies, and they're impervious to fact. They're impervious to news that contradicts what they believe. They just flat out don't believe it. That's what I hear from people. It's like, oh, I don't believe that. Well, that's what happened. I don't believe it. All right, well, then what are you going to do?
Right. There's no reasoning with some people.
No. There's a thing I wanted to find here. Oh, you know, one of the examples they use? The statement, President Barack Obama was born in the U.S. Now, the professor says that's a statement of fact. But it could be incorrectly redefined as a statement of opinion, depending on your partisan lens.
Exactly.
There are plenty of people who say, well, that's not a fact. Well, no, that is a fact. Still to this day, after 10 years, years after Trump started this, they still think, you know, he was born out of the country. All right. We've got more coming up. I got a lot of good stuff here. My problem today is figuring out what order to do everything in here. We've got a funny clip actually to play. Biden was at an event and he wanted to take questions from the press. And one handler says yes, but everybody else overruled him. And they started shooing away all the reporters. Well, it's a short clip. We'll play you that. And we're going to tell you about the 8-second green light in Hollywood. This is from the genius engineers that run the city of Los Angeles. 8-second green light. Causing all kinds of traffic and unrest in Hollywood.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
And we're on, excuse me, from 1 to 4. You know, the Santa Ana winds have really screwed up my my sinuses.
And this is going to be another really bad allergy season.
I can tell. A number of people I know all felt like crap the last couple of days, and it was all in the sinuses. And
just wait.
I know. Well, look, a huge growth. We're going to have a super bloom, I think, this spring after all the rain. Anyway, where was I? Oh, we're on from 1 to 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. We've got the voice line running twice next hour. First one at about 20 after or so. Alex Stone from ABC News will be up at 3 o'clock. LATAM Airlines may have figured out, and Boeing may have figured out, why the plane dropped 500 feet suddenly. Has to do with the flight attendant serving lunch. Not making that up. We'll take a brief visit to Bidenville. We just have a short clip. Biden was at a campaign event in Saginaw, Michigan. And, you know, it's the start of the campaign season. And they visited a 131-year-old Victorian mansion. And at the mansion, Biden stood on the porch with his back to the press, and he could be heard saying, "Can I take a couple of questions?" And with his back to the press, he's facing away and says, "Can I take a couple of questions?" And there was a woman in a Biden-Harris jacket said, we're going to take a few questions. And then the staff intervened. Here's how it sounded, and then I'll explain more.
We're going to take a few questions.
Thank you, press.
Thank you, press. Thank you so much.
Back to the vehicles.
Back to the cars. Thank you.
Back to the cars.
We're happy to walk
through. Thank you, press.
Vehicles are this way. Thank you.
Thank you. We gotta go.
Thank you. Boy, they sounded like kindergarten teachers, didn't they? Are there any men on the staff, or is it all 25-year-old women? Okay, thank you. Waving their arms there. Thank you. Okay, we gotta go. All right, thank you, everybody. They're treating him like he's a little toddler. Oh, that's really embarrassing. The guy's the leader of the free world, and he has a bunch of gymboree teachers waving him off. Play it again. I can't believe that.
We're going to take a few questions.
Thank you, press.
Thank you, press. Thank you so much.
Thank you, press.
Back to the vehicles. Back to the cars. Thank you.
Back to the cars.
We're happy to walk
through.
Thank you, press.
Thank you.
Time for recess. Time for recess. Everybody get back in the classroom. Okay, we got lunch ready for you. Come on, go inside. Wow. So there was one aide who said, because he said, "Can I take a couple of questions?" You might not have heard him at the beginning. And this aide says, "All right, we're going to take a few questions." And then the rest of the staff put their arms up and walked towards the press and just started shouting, "Thank you, press, back to the cars." The reporters should have charged this crowd. That's what they should have done. I mean, what? So the press can't ask questions. We can't get information. Biden's not allowed to talk. And you have all these silly political people waving their arms and treating everybody like a bunch of toddlers. They're so afraid he's going to say. How can he run for president if his staff is afraid he might say something? How could you do that? See, they know he's senile. There should be no debate about Biden being senile. If he was coherent, no way you would have a bunch of gymboree teachers waving their arms in the air, and they literally were doing that, running interference. Boy, none of the reporters have any gonads left, do they? That's just terrible. All right, let's go to this story. You're not going to believe this. I mean, we're just run, here in Los Angeles especially, by such stupid people. So they put in a traffic light in Hollywood. You get a green light for exactly 8 seconds at the intersection of La Brea and Franklin. Oh, I know that intersection. 8 seconds? Well, listen to this story. Let me see who did this story. Ah, yes, NBC4 reporter Tracy Long.
Take a look at the stopwatch timing. This signals green light on La Brea and Franklin in Hollywood. It was only 8 seconds.
It's a little inconvenient. It's kind of, it's a very quick, very, very short light.
Basically, this corner right here is the worst.
People who live nearby say this signal can cause a traffic nightmare for drivers trying to head west on Franklin.
I just see cars and cars waiting, and so then that'll cause, you know, worse routes on other streets rather than allowing for the traffic to kind of disperse.
And because the light changes so quickly, cars sometimes speed up or run the red light here at La Brea and Franklin just to get through.
People are very impatient. They literally want to get across immediately when they see a green signal or a green light.
This intersection in Hollywood is near several popular walking trails. Not only is it difficult to drive through, it's also a hassle for people trying to walk across.
Or I'll just shoot up the hill because I don't want to wait for it to change. So I'll just, again, take an alternative route walking and go up the hill and cut through the alley to get to the canyon, basically.
We checked out another signal on Franklin down a few blocks near North Orange Drive to see if this was a common issue. This one stayed green for about 90 seconds. That's nearly 11 times longer than the one on Franklin and La Brea. And from what neighbors tell us, this seems to be the only one causing a problem.
Honestly, it's this one, and we always joke about, oh yeah, La Brea and Franklin's like the worst intersection.
I reached out to LADOT, who handles the traffic signals in the city, to see why this one seems to be the only one staying green for 8 seconds. They have not yet responded, but I did go to their website, and it says the average duration for a green light in the city is 90 to 120 seconds, sometimes as long as 180 seconds.
Well, so something's malfunctioning here. All I have to do is fix the timer. I can't believe they would have set it on 8 seconds. Whenever I have to get, let's say I want to drive to the Grove from here in Burbank, that's the route I'll take. So I've been at that traffic light. And I can't believe on purpose they would set it for 8 seconds. And what you're going to do is you're going to create accidents because people just don't put up with that stuff. Or you're going to have people driving really fast through all the side streets. And they're going to run somebody over. Now, how come when NBC, Channel 4, calls LADOT, nobody answers the phone? They don't have a press office that immediately responds. They don't care if they look like idiots. I don't get this, not responded to our request.
Well, it's Friday. Was it today? Because you know how people don't work on Fridays.
Oh, right. This is like Sunday, isn't it? Nobody goes to work.
Yep.
Nobody's sitting at a desk to answer a phone. I forgot about that. Right. There's only, what, there's about 3 work days now, right?
Yeah.
Or is it 2?
I forget. 3.
2, yeah, 3 at most. Certainly not Fridays. And soon it's going to be 32 hours. Except if people are only working 3 days a week, it's going to be 24 hours.
Right.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But they're going to take the full salary. I cannot believe that would not be fixed, you know, in about an hour. You just, you know, people start calling in because you call that 311 number and say, hey, there's an 8 second light. Got a malfunction here, a glitch. Oh, okay, we'll be right on it. You send a truck down there and you, that's what, in a normal world, that used to be the way everything worked. I'm calling for potholes, by the way, on 311. Nobody's fixing them. There are a lot of potholes.
Yeah.
Deep ones. You could fall into one and not come out for a week.
There's too many to fix.
Yeah, there is. There is. What a dilapidated city we've got here. Finally, we both sent kids to UC Berkeley, right?
Yep.
Did you hear about this guy?
No.
UC Berkeley professor. He's been living in his office for a week. Sleep in protest. He doesn't think the Berkeley administration is doing enough to stop anti-Semitism and protect free speech. So he's going to sleep in his office for as long as it takes.
So, okay.
Well, that'll change the policy.
I was going to say, how's that going to make a difference?
He has not showered.
Oh, no.
Yes, he has a full week worth of dirt and body oils on him.
Does he have a restroom in there?
He uses a public bathroom in the hallway, but he has not been able to shower. So is Professor Ron Hassner, political science professor. So I'd cancel my meetings with Professor Hassner until he could.
Or wear a nose plug.
Until he could, maybe somebody could hose him down in the parking lot.
So I don't get it. Locking yourself in the office and just you're sitting there and you're starting to stink. How does that change the policy? I'm not saying he's wrong on his issue, obviously.
Right. But people, I mean, that's the thing. People do these types of things because they think it's going to do something.
Because the story was a violent mob forced Jewish students to evacuate an auditorium because they were going to have an Israeli Defense Forces soldier speak. And he's right on the issue. But, I mean, you talk about an inane response. Well, you know what? I just won't wash. How about that? Nope, no shower for me. Okay. And the administration's going, he's not going to shower. Guess we got to, you know.
It's a biohazard for the students.
He's a human biohazard. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, Alex Stone and from ABC News. And we're going to talk to him about the discovery as why they think that Boeing plane over Australia suddenly dove 500 feet and left some of the passengers flattened to the ceiling. Has something to do with the pilots being hungry. We'll tell you more about that after 3 o'clock. And we got two rounds of the Moist line. This is almost funny. We've talked, you know, hundreds of times about the idiotic attempts to shut down all the power plants, especially in California, the natural gas plants, and try to switch everything to solar and wind. And this is, you know, a fanatical desire, mostly in the Democratic Party, all across the country, including Joe Biden's administration. They don't want to build nuclear plants. They want to shut down natural gas plants, and they want everything to be solar and wind. And they want to use less electricity because electricity requires you to burn gas or coal, and the world's not cooperating because the world is surging ahead with all kinds of technological innovation, and all this technological innovation requires a huge amount of energy. I'll give you an example. The electric utilities in this country have doubled their forecast of how much additional power they need over the next 5 years. An unexpected explosion in the number of data centers. Data centers. Now, work life has changed so much because of remote work, video streaming, online shopping. Everything is a data center. You need massive servers and air conditioning systems to keep the servers cool. And it uses a tremendous amount of energy. And wind and solar are inefficient and unreliable compared to natural gas. So while they were pushing the world towards a solar and wind revolution, an electric vehicle revolution, in the real world, the opposite has happened. Things are progressing so rapidly, record amounts of electricity are going to be used over the next few years to the point where there's not going to be enough. States have no idea how they're going to serve these kind of needs. They don't know what to do because all the political movement is to not build natural gas plants anymore and to do solar and wind. But it takes forever to build solar and wind. Those are huge, complicated construction projects. Years and years worth of permits and environmental delays and whatnot. A data center can be built in a year, but it takes 5 years or longer to connect solar or wind projects to the grid. It takes a decade to build long-distance power lines that they require. Data centers and factories need power 24 hours a day, something wind and solar can't do alone. They've got this problem with the sun setting every day. They don't know what to do. They have this problem with the wind dying down, especially at night. What they ought to do is build nuclear power plants everywhere. clean energy, zero greenhouse gases. It's cheap once you get past the construction costs. But they won't do it. So they have all these idiotic deadlines. Biden administration, certainly empty head Newsom. They have deadlines. They have goals. They have targets. But in the real world, none of it's working. Wind and solar power, they're not growing very fast. And they've got supply chain issues, permit problems, environmental problems. Says one expert in power systems, I can't recall the last time I was so alarmed about the country's energy trajectory. And it's going to be bad in California because we're hanging by a thread. You know, we almost had blackouts a couple of years ago. They had to put a natural gas plant back online that they had taken offline. And they were going to close several plants, and they haven't. And they were going to close a nuclear plant, and they changed their mind. Because we have no margin for error in California. But that didn't stop Dopey Newsom from insisting on electric vehicles. Well, electric vehicles cost a lot of electricity, obviously. And you need natural gas here in California to make the electricity. So there's not that much fossil fuel savings going on. And like I said, people are working at home. You do video streaming. You need so much more in terms of data centers and manufacturing too, because just making clean technology, just making the microchips you need to power this new world, you need a tremendous amount of electricity. I mean, the federal government is spending $500 billion helping out factories to build semiconductors and batteries and solar panels. All right. But to make those things right now in the moment uses this electricity that just doesn't exist and is not going to exist. So you cannot shut down the coal plants and the natural gas plants. That's impossible. But we told you this. We told you this years ago. This was going to hit a wall. This is the year we hit a wall. You know what the worst performing stock is? If you take a look at the top 500 stocks, it's the Standard & Poor Index, top 500 stocks. Worst stock out of 500 is Tesla. Tesla's down 30% this year in a very good year for the stock market. They're down 30% because Tesla sales are going splat. They're cutting prices. Even Elon Musk can't figure things out right now. I heard of another electric car company that's going bankrupt. They're not selling. So they should back away from all these artificial, silly deadlines and let progress play out. It's going to take a long time. You are not going to get people to go backwards. We are not going to go back to the 1800s. People will just refuse to. They have refused to. They're not buying the cars. I mean, outside of California, they are not buying the cars. A lot of rich guys bought cars out here, and people were thrown off. It's like, wow, I see Teslas everywhere. Yeah, I see Teslas on the west side of L.A. Just, drive about 30 miles outside of L.A., and you'll see. You won't find a Tesla for probably 3,000 miles. All right, more coming up.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.